I'm sitting in Northern Lights, a restaurant near Petersburg's harbor that overlooks the Wrangell Narrows and the snow-capped green mountains of Kupernaf Island. With me are three chefs in the lower 48, Ben Pollinger of New York City, Ryan Nelson of Indianapolis, and Washington, D.C.'s Barton Seaver.
I've been to a lot of fishing towns all over America, and it's exciting to see a culture that's still so vibrant and still so sort of complete.
All of these chefs are well known in the seafood world. Seaver is a spokesman for environmentally conscious seafood and often makes appearances in the national media. Pollinger has been featured in publications like Esquire and New York Magazine, and Nelson is the recipient of a number of high-profile awards, most recently being recognized as one of Indiana's 40 Under 40. The group is gathered at Northern Lights for a quick breakfast before catching a plane to Juneau. Yesterday, they took a trip through two of Petersburg's seafood plants to see processing firsthand. And last night, they went out fishing with a local gillnetter to learn about just how fish are caught. For Seaver, who owns two restaurants in Washington, D.C., the aspect of the trip that's most impressed him is the local industry's commitment to sustainability.
Sustainability is really a very difficult topic to sell. It's incredibly complicated. It's incredibly sort of multifaceted in the fact that most of it is really based on empirical scientific data, and the majority of Americans simply don't have room for that in their purchasing habits. And Alaska makes things easy because, well, Alaskan fish is across the board pretty darn delicious. And it's very easy to sell people delicious. It's a lot easier to sell delicious, in fact, than it is to sell ethical or responsible.
Although sustainability is important to chefs like Seaver, they recognize that a sustainable label won't necessarily sell more fish. The benefit of sustainable fishing, according to Ben Pollinger, the executive chef at New York City's Oceana restaurant, is that it's good business.
You know, I'm in the business of selling seafood as well, and I'd like there to be an abundance of seafood around for me to sell. And if it's not really in any of our best interests to overfish or be part of the overfishing problem that will eventually cause the depletion of the products that we're trying to sell. So it's very much directly in line with our interest.
Also in these chefs' interest is preparing seafood that appeals to customers as healthy. Pollinger said that at his restaurant, he has seen an increased interest in where fish comes from.
Up till the last few years, the previous 10 years or so, really wasn't much of a focus on origin of fish. Now I think that a lot of the attention has been paid to the factory farm fish and the negative effects that has on the environment and on the quality of the fish itself, and then ultimately on people, just like some of the other factory farm meat and poultry. It's not really healthy to jack these things up with hormones and antibiotics. Ultimately comes up the food chain to where we're eating this. So I think the fact that people are becoming more focused on wild fish as a health issue and as a environmental issue.
But seafood lovers aren't just interested in whether a fish contains hormones or toxins. Ryan Nelson, the executive chef at Indianapolis's high-end Oceanair restaurant, said that consumers are also becoming more selective about the geographic area where seafood is caught.
People, I would say in the last two or three years especially, ask for it by name or ask for it by point of origin, specific rivers or fisheries. I want a Copper River salmon, I want a Yukon salmon, I want Alaska spot prawns, or I want this, or when's halibut season start? I mean, people get excited about that. Yeah, even in Indiana.
Fortunately for Alaska, well-known areas like the Copper River boast plenty of fish. The state also has an abundance of healthy and wild seafood, and Alaska has a long tradition of sustainable fishing, dating back half a century. The organization responsible for bringing these chefs to Southeast, the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, hopes that when they return home, the chefs will share what they've learned with a public that has an increasingly discerning palate. In Petersburg, I'm Alex Hotz.